our biggest thing is right now is we watch the film and we're happy about the win, but we got to clean up the mistakes, and now we got to move on to Green Bay, you know, celebrate this win, you know, today, and you move on. You know, we got off day tomorrow, and you just prepare for Green Bay now.
Did you feel like your defense made a statement that said, hey, we're going to, we need to be leaders and we're leading?
Yeah, we did. You know, offense, they did a lot of good things too. And the defense, became clutch. You know, Danil Hunter had the scoop and score. And Kendricks had the 77-yard touchdown interception. And, you know, plays like that just help our team win. And we just got to keep on doing that to help our team win.
How much you talk about turnovers when the turnover won?
Turnover is big, man. You know, if you can get two touchdowns by the defense like that a game, you know, you're going to be hard to get beat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, our biggest thing is just keep it up and keep on doing all the things and help our team win. You know, we got a lot of good guys on our team that love this game of football. And our biggest thing is now just celebrate it. And we're happy it's week one. Now we got to move on and worry about our next opponent. And that's Green Bay now.
Have you been able to see the film of Kendricks' interception?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, you know, they tried to run a little trickery play, and you know, I read it, and you know, I put pressure on Mariota, and you know, Kendricks, he made a great play. You know, he undercut the play, and you know, he did the rest of it. You know, and you know, he took it 77 yards. You know, kid is amazing, and you know, and we got a lot of players like that that can do that at any time.
What do you think about the way he's come along in his second year now?
Oh man, it's he's taking leaps and bounds. You know, you know, that's what you ask for. You know, as long as guys improving and they keep on getting better, that's all you ask for.
Everson, can you talk about opening up against the Packers with the new stadium and seemingly wouldn't get any better than that?
Oh, it's going to be fun, man. But, you know, we can't get ahead of ourselves. You know, we know it's the Packers, and we just got to do what we do, play our style of football on both sides of the ball and special teams, and just keep on grinding, you know, and keep on working, and go out there, study. Guys should study today and go in and just make all the right decisions.
What did you think when the schedule first came out and you saw Green Bay the first game there?
It was awesome. It was fun, man. You know, but we had to get through Tennessee, and we got through them. Now it's time to move on to Green Bay, like I said. And, you know, it's, you know, Green Bay, it's always a big rivalry, and, you know, and they're a good team, you know. And what we got to do is go out there and out-execute them and, you know, play smart football, you know, eliminate the penalties. You know, I had one the other night that was very, very dumb, and you know, it won't happen again. And you know, there's different stuff like that. It was dumb. So,
team's not handing out any new t-shirts for this week like last year?
No t-shirts, man. We're gonna keep it simple around here and just do all the right things, you know, and just work hard, you know. Work got us to this point, and that's why we go out there and play good ball. So, we got to clean up some mistakes and the mental errors and go out there and just improve each and every week.
What were you guys able to do in the second half to kind of change it around so much for you?
You know, we just got patient. We went back to the basics. You know, we went back to the basics of our defense, and you know, and we just played our style of ball. You know, we never got stressed out, and we knew that there was giving a lot of trickery plays and stuff like that, and we just settled in, and we went back to the basics, and that's what we did. We went back to the basics.
Were you like trying to do too much in the first half and maybe match their trickery with
your own? Yeah, a little bit. Trickery with trickery, you know, equals too much trickery. So we just got to go back to the basics, and that's what we did, and it helped us tremendously.
Did you sense that a turnover was maybe coming, you know, when Eric gets the pick six, and obviously
that was a big turnaround. You know, that was a big turnaround, and the biggest thing we got to do now is just improve on the mistakes that we made this game, and go out there and don't make the same mistakes that you did against Tennessee.
Everson, you're facing an athletic quarterback. Is it more of a control pass rush that you want?
No, we're gonna rush. You know, we're gonna rush. We're gonna rush them smart. You know, we're gonna rush. You know, I'm not gonna give y'all too much, but we're just gonna rush. You know, we're gonna rush and we're gonna do our job. That's the biggest thing for us to do is rush and do our job. And you know, whatever game plan they have for us, we're gonna go out there and execute it, and that's what it's all about.
How do you analyze Danil Hunter? I mean, 21 years old.
Oh, he's doing phenomenal. You know, had a scoop and score, and had a sack. You know, kid is playing awesome. You know, he's coming around great, and he could be one of the best in this league. And the only thing we got to do is keep on working together and keep the D line tight. You know, the O line and D line, they win championships. So if we could do that day in and day out and dominate up front, you know, it's just trenches, it's war. So if we could do that day in and day out, you know, we can win a lot of games.
Describe trying to not only battle but match wits with Aaron Rodgers.
What'd you say?
Match wits. I mean, he's a guy that can improvise and do things on
the fly. Yeah, he could get the ball out of his hand and at any angle. When he's getting hit, he's going to look for guys. When he get out the pocket, he like to throw deep. He got Jordy Nelson back, so that's what his deep threat. You know, they got Cobb in the slot. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff they have and a lot of athletes there. So what we have to do is keep it basic, go out there and cover, rush them well, and make the tackles and, you know, and have contested throws and, you know, have PBUs knock down the balls and get interceptions.
You watch any of their highlights?
No, I didn't. No. I was focused on Tennessee.
40-yard dash. Does Daniel win it out of the defensive line?
No way. He's not beating me. No. I don't believe that. No. He's 21, but no.
I know you guys don't. You always push back against last year. But when you think of the game at Lambeau, the defensive stops you had in the fourth quarter, what did that do from a confidence standpoint?
It just helps the whole team. It just helps the whole team in general. You know, when the defense come out and play good ball and, you know, creates turnovers, you know, you get an offense enough opportunity to score points, and points equals wins. So the more points we get on the board, the more stops we get, we win the game. So that's our whole goal, is to stop them on defense, give the ball more time, give the offense more time to get the ball so they can score more points and then we can get the win.
That second half that you guys had, did that kind of show a sign of maturity that you guys have made under Zimmer?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, our coaching here is phenomenal, and you know, they groomed us well. They got us prepared, ready for the game, and you know, and we knew all the tricky stuff we were gonna do. Then we went back to the basics, and you know, and everything worked out like it was.